It's mid-morning, immediately after the close of our last episode, as District Attorney Frederick Apt orders a certain photograph for inspection by the young couple waiting in his office. And in just a moment, we're going to hear a vitally important development in the matter of Gordon Weber's murder. First, and also concerned with Gordy's murder, Della Street enters her own apartment building.
Oh, what are you doing home this time of day?
Oh, hi, Millie. Forgot a file of letters.
Oh, hi, Katie.
Didn't I hear you speak to someone?
One of my neighbors asked me what I was doing home at this time of day. I told her I forgot a file of letters.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to tell a fib.
Well, sometimes you have to, and when you do, or when you think you do...
Oh, how is Palmer Street?
He's all right. Mr. Mason's talking with him now. Your father sends his love and says you are not to worry about it.
How about me, Miss Street? I want to see Ma. I know she's lonely.
She is, honey, and you can phone her.
Oh.
That's one of the things I'm supposed to tell you. You can phone and talk to her, only just don't tell her where you are.
Why?
Well, Mr. Mason doesn't think the police want to question you, not yet. But, quoting Mr. Mason, a murder case is like a crazy jackrabbit.
What?
You just can't tell which way it's going to jump.
Oh.
So if the police do decide to question you, Katie, you'll have to tell them you were in Gordy's apartment when he was killed.
Well, I could lie to them.
That's something I'm supposed to tell you. In case the police do look for you, and in case they find you, don't lie.
But what will I say?
Nothing, if you can. Just ask to see Mr. Mason and say absolutely nothing until Mr. Mason gets there. Don't worry about it, honey. You're staying here so they won't find you. Okay?
Okay, Mr.
Now.
But, Kate, what have you been doing? You dust mop, you broom?
Oh, I've been house cleaning. Well, the maid couldn't come in because I'm here.
You've been busy.
I've been busy trying to stay busy.
You've got a little more to do now. I brought you something. You sit down and I'll just show you.
Can you use a typewriter?
Well, some.
Well, here's my portable typewriter. I'll put it right here on the table. There we are. And here's some typewriter paper and carbon paper. I want you to make a copy.
Mm-hmm. Of what?
Of everything and everyone that you saw, everything you heard in the nightclub.
Oh, just everything?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Kate, I know it isn't easy for a girl to think about a man that she doesn't like. I know it's fun if you like him, but when you don't...
Mister, if you mean Gordy, I...
do.
I don't dislike him anymore. I mean, I can't help feeling sorry for him. Nobody, I don't care how bad he is, deserves what happened to Mr. Weber. I heard him beg for his life, Miss Street. I heard him beg.
I know, honey. But, Kate, you and your father will never be safe until Mr. Mason finds the wheel killer. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we don't know why Gordy was killed, but it's possibly because of his business or personal association.
I understand.
Mr. Mason isn't sure, not yet, but there is a chance that Weber was involved with the stolen car syndicate. And it's possible the whole nightclub was involved.
Oh.
So you see why it's important for Mr. Mason to know everything you saw and everything you heard that could have a bearing.
Yes, I see. Golly, Miss Street, I had no idea that...
Well, you do now. And there's the typewriter.
I'll get right to work.
Well, take time off to fix yourself some lunch. I think there's a can of tuna in the kitchen.
Oh, thanks.
Now, I think that's everything. Oh, I almost forgot. Here's the newspaper. You can look at it while you're eating lunch.
Thanks. Oh, Gordy's funeral is tomorrow. Miss Street, what happens? I mean, why are some men cruel and ruthless and...
I don't know, Katie. There are a few like that. And there are nice guys like Mr. Mason.
Oh, I like him so much.
Oh, you've got a lot in common. Now, let's see. Oh, yes, a folder of letters.
What?
A folder of letters I forgot to take to the office this morning.
Oh, I thought you just told your neighbor you forgot the letter.
Oh, no. I could have told you everything right over the phone.
Then you didn't, Sid. I'm glad.
Goodbye, honey.
Bye.
Meanwhile, in a small anteroom off the district attorney's main office, Marion Connolly's pretty face is concerned as she speaks to her sweetheart.
Jimmy, listen.
Wait, Mary.
Well, did you hear what the district attorney said?
Be quiet, can't you?
Jimmy.
I only asked you to be quiet a minute.
You didn't have to say it like that.
I'm sorry, Marion.
Why are you whispering? Jimmy, what are you doing?
Looking for it.
Looking for what? Jimmy.
Looking for a dictaphone or a hidden microphone.
What?
A microphone so they can hear what we say in the next room.
Oh, why would they have a microphone?
So they can hear what we say. I've seen it in the movies.
Movies?
Yeah, movies.
Oh, stop it, Jimmy. You always get crazy ideas just because
you... What is
this? What is it?
The microphone hidden under the edge of the desk. Don't say a word, not a word. Come over to the other side of the room. Clear over in the corner.
Jimmy, I'm scared.
Look, we're okay, baby.
But hidden microphone.
They only got it in case we're not on the up and up. All we got to do is tell the truth and we're okay.
All right, Jimmy.
That's my girl.
Jimmy.
What is it, sweetheart?
That girl.
Marion.
Didn't you hear the name Mr. Act called her? Kate Beekman.
So?
So she's Ed Beekman's daughter. And if she was in Mr. Weber's apartment...
Not if, sweetheart. You and I know she was.
Maybe that's why her father killed him.
If he did.
What do you mean, if? Ed Beekman's under arrest.
They arrested him before they knew his daughter was in Weber's place. Maybe she did it.
Jimmy, don't say that.
I only said maybe.
She didn't. I know she didn't. She looked like a sweet girl.
Look, baby, I don't know who did it. But I'm telling you, all we gotta do is tell what we saw. The DA.
Oh.
Sorry to keep you young people waiting. But perhaps you didn't mind, eh? Oh, just a moment while I switch off the microphone. We'll get busy.
What microphone?
Behind this chair.
But I thought the one in the desk...
Marion.
Oh, the one on the desk is merely a dummy. People find that one very easily. Then they come over here and they whisper. We hear them and there you are.
Well, that's real slick.
I had a purpose in telling you. We are slick, Mr. Mitchell. You'll get along fine if you remember just how slick we are.
Yes, sir.
Now take a look at these photographs. Here are 24 photographs of young women of about 21 years of age. Each of these girls has red hair. Pick out the one you saw in her Weber's apartment. You aren't even looking at them.
No, sir. I didn't know it was going to be like this.
What do you mean?
We don't like putting the finger on anybody, Mr. Rapp. But at least I thought we'd do it face to face.
Now, let me explain. This is not a positive identification. Later, after we've made certain investigations of the girl whose picture you select, you'll pick that girl out of a lineup. This is merely a working identification. Now, you understand?
We don't like it.
I hope we don't have trouble with you young people. You plan to be married, don't you?
What's that got to do with it?
Don't you plan to marry?
When we've saved enough money to furnish an apartment.
I certainly hope nothing happens to spoil your plans.
I don't get you.
No? I was thinking, what a pity if your employers learned you refused to cooperate. And one or both of you lost your jobs.
Oh, that's her picture right on top.
You sure?
Yes. Yes. Isn't she Kate Beekman?
Yes. That is a photograph of Miss Beekman. I put it right on top to save time.
You think of everything, don't you?
I try to, young man. I certainly try. Thanks ever so much for your cooperation. You'll see. We're going to get along just fine.
Because of what you just heard, you know it's well Perry Mason has taken measures to protect Kate Beekman. But also because of what has just happened, Mason's efforts to find the real killer are going to hit a snag. We're going to hear Perry Mason visit the district attorney in our next episode. So by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?